No hot water. Diagnosing an electric tank water heater. A systematic no hot water tree for an electric tank. Verify power. Reset the ISO and find why it tripped. Then meter the elements and thermostats using the non-simultaneous logic, and use the lukewarm vs stone cold split to point at the right element. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. The troubleshooting tree for no hot water on a dual element electric tank. Electric units fail in predictable ways, and the symptom often tells you exactly which element to check before you ever pull a meter. The whole job is confirm power is reaching the elements, find which thermostat slash element link is broken, and don't reset a tripped ECO without finding what tripped it. Lock out and verify 0 volts before touching anything. It's 240 volts. How it works? A standard electric tank heats top-down and non-simultaneous. Only one element runs at a time. The upper thermostat heats the upper element first, then transfers power to the lower thermostat slash element. An ECO high limit on the upper thermostat kills everything if the water runs away hot. So no hot water at all usually means power isn't getting through at the top breaker, ECO, upper thermostat, upper element, while lukewarm slash runs out fast usually means the lower element is dead. You get the top third hot, then nothing. Knowing that split tells you where to meter first. In the field, work it in order, power off until you're ready to read voltage. Confirm the complaint and the easy stuff. Stone cold everywhere, or lukewarm slash short supply. Confirm the breaker is on and not tripped. A tripped breaker is often a grounded element. Note that for later. Confirm the disconnect is on. Pull the upper access panel. Fold back insulation. And find the ECO reset button, red button on the upper thermostat. If it's tripped, press it. But understand, a tripped ECO means the water overheated. So you'll come back to find the cause, grounded element or welded thermostat. Verify power into the heater. With power on and meter in hand, careful. Live 240 volts. Confirm 240 volts coming into the ECO slash upper thermostat. No incoming power to breaker slash disconnect slash wiring upstream. Use the top-down logic to test. On a cold tank, the upper element should be energized, read about 240 volts across it. If 240 volts is present but it's not heating, the upper element is open. Omit power off. Good 4,500 watts element, about 12 to 13 ohms. OL equals open slash burned out. Find a dead lower element, the lukewarm case. Once the top is satisfied, power transfers to the lower element. If the customer gets a little hot water, then cold, the lower element is the usual suspect. Power off. Own the lower element. OL means it's open. This is the single most common electric no slash low hot water failure. Ground slash short check on every element you test. One lead on an element terminal, the other on the bare tank, should be OL. Any continuity equals grounded element shorted to sheath. That's what trips breakers and ECOs. Replace it. Thermostat check. If an element reads good 12 ohms, no ground but gets no voltage when its part of the tank is cold, the thermostat feeding it isn't passing power, replace the thermostat. Make sure the new one seats flat against the tank. Normal values and targets. Element to tank. OL, any continuity equals grounded element. Voltage at the called element, about 240 volts upper on a cold tank, lower after the top is hot. Non-simultaneous. ECO trip, about 170 to 180 degrees. Manual reset. It tripping means a real overheat occurred. Recovery. Single 4,500 watts element, about 20 to 21 GPH at 90 degrees rise. Slow, so runs out, can be demand out running recovery. Set point. Type 120 degrees, both thermostats set the same. Common faults and what they mean. Stone cold everywhere to tripped breaker, tripped ECO. Upper element slash thermostat open, or no incoming power. Work breaker to ECO to upper in order. Lukewarm, runs out fast to lower element open, top heats, bottom doesn't. Most common electric failure. Breaker or ECO keeps tripping to grounded element, check terminal to tank. Reset slash replace only after finding the ground fault. Element reads good but no voltage to it, that zone cold to thermostat not passing power, replace thermostat, seed it flat. New element failed within days to dry fired energized before the tank was full. Always fill and bleed air before powering up. No hot water right after install to check it was filled. Breaker on, and both elements get power in sequence. Confirm wiring. Tech tips and gotchas. Lock out and verify 0 volts before touching elements. 240 volts will hurt you. Read voltage steps live only when you have to, with care. The lukewarm symptom is a gift. It's almost always the lower element. Top-down heating means a dead lower element gives a slug of hot then cold. Go straight to ohming the lower element. Always check elements to ground, Not just terminal to terminal, a grounded element can read a perfect 12 ohms across its terminals and still be the thing tripping the breaker slash ECO. Skipping the ground check gets the wrong part replaced. A tripped ECO is a symptom. Don't just reset it and leave. Something overheated the water. Find the grounded element or welded thermostat, or you'll be back. Non-simultaneous confuses people. A stone-cold tank with 0 volts at the lower element is normal. Powers at the upper until the top satisfied. Don't condemn the lower thermostat for that. Fill and bleed before energizing any new element. Dry firing burns an element out in seconds, and as the top new part failed instantly call back. Safety slash code notes. 240 volts appliance. De-energize and verify 0 volts before servicing elements. Confirm the equipment ground is intact, especially after replacing a grounded element. Electrical code grounding slash bonding. The SEO is a safety, not a control. Never jumper it to keep a unit running. If it keeps tripping, fix the overheat cause. Confirm the T and P valve and discharge are correct on every unit. IPC water heater slash relief provisions. A tank that overheated tripped the ECO may also have stressed the T and P. If a thermostat repeatedly welds or an element repeatedly grounds, look for an underlying cause: sediment, scale, wrong element type, or a control issue rather than just swapping parts.